Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So the Windows Phone operating system has a truly distinctive look and feel. And I'm not just talking about the tile-based user interface, but it also has default colors and typography that's used. And if you search online for the Windows Phone style guide, you'll find official documents from Microsoft that outline these styling suggestions. However, even inside of those suggestions, there's room for creative expression and branding for your particular organization or app. So you'll want to know the rules, but then you'll also want to know how and why to break them. So in this lesson, what I want to do is talk about the technical aspects of working with XAML to style your app. Now, primarily, I'm going to be creating reusable resources and styles that can be shared between many elements on the same page or all the pages across the entire application. And then finally, we're going to talk about some pre-built themes that are available that force consistency across all apps on a given user's phone. So let's start by just supposing that you have a particular color or a setting that you know that you're going to want to reuse throughout the entire page that you're working on or throughout your entire app, or a color or setting that you might want to change occasionally, and you want to make that change in one place and have it reflected everywhere where you've defined that given that resource, that color, for example. Similar to cascading style sheets, where it's kind of a layer of abstraction where you define the styles in a style sheet and then you apply the given classes or IDs to your HTML page, and then anywhere you want to make change to how those are represented, you can just change it in one place in the CSS definition. Well, the same holds true here. In that case, you can create a simple resource and then bind to it as needed. So I'm going to create the most simple example that I can possibly think of, and I'm going to call this XAML resources. And then I'll click OK. All right, let's open up the mainpage.xaml because we're going to work here. And I'll move this over and we'll reduce this down to like 40. You can see it there. And let me paste in some code that will give us something to style up. And I'll get rid of the grid and I'll just paste in my stack panel with an app name, a page name, and then a button. And I have no styles applied to this. Some default styling is given to you. We'll talk about themes and how your app is themed by default here in just a moment or so. But suppose, for example, that I wanted to define a color that I want to reuse throughout throughout my app. So I might create a style. So I might create a resource. I'll do page.resources to kind of house all of these. And I'm going to paste in a solid color brush. I'm going to give it a key, which will be how I reference it in the rest of my page, and then give it a color as well, which in this case will be brown. So in this case, I can do something like this. I'll set the foreground property equal to, and then I will use this binding syntax of an opening and closing curly brace, the word static resource, and then I will type in the word my brush. You can see that it pops up in IntelliSense as a valid option. And when I do that, notice that the app name text block turns to brown. I can also reuse this here as the background color using the same sort of technique. So static resource, my brush, and now the background color for the brush turns to brown as well. And I can change this to yellow, and now notice that it changes both of those are everywhere I've used that solid color brush that with the key name of my brush throughout the entire page. Awesome. All right, so the key to this is the binding syntax, which we're going to see often for different purposes in XAML. And so binding to a resource like this takes the form of the opening and closing curly brace inside the word static resource, which is the style of binding we're going to do, and then the name of the resource. So curly braces indicate binding. That first word, static resource, defines the type of binding. We're binding to a resource that's defined in XAML, as opposed to a more dynamic form of binding for data, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So beyond these simple resources that you can define, styles take it a step further. They allow you to collect one or more settings together that can be reused across a page or across an entire app for a specific control, and they allow you to kind of collect together multiple settings, not just one. Then whenever you want to reuse that style, again, you would bind to it for that, for a given control's style attribute to that style that you just defined. So virtually every control and even the page itself has features of its appearance that can be customized, whether it be fonts or colors or border thickness or width or height or what have you. All these attributes can be set on an individual basis, sure, but if you were to use a style, you'd be able to collect those settings together and then apply them by just referencing the style name. So I'm going to paste in another little snippet of XAML here to create a new style. And you can see that I have a style defined. Inside of the style, there are three setters. The style itself is going to target a specific type of control, in this case, button. So we won't be able to apply this to text blocks and other controls. Furthermore, we've given it a name called my button style. All right, you can name it anything you want to. Inside, we define now which properties will be set to which value. So for example, if I want to change, so in this case, what we'll do is, I'm going to get rid of this for the moment and come back to that in just a moment. We're going to set the style property and bind that to the static resource called my button style. And notice that it has a background of blue. The font family is Arial Black, which is a very heavy, rounded font. And then a much larger font size of 36 points, okay? Now here's one interesting little thing that I want to point out. You can override styles or settings, the setters of the various styles by, for example, I can reset the background to yellow if I want to. Now notice that it takes precedence over what was defined in the style. So anything that's local to the control will override whatever's defined at the page resource level, okay? Furthermore, I could bind as well. There's nothing that would stop me from using the my brush, for example, to accomplish the same thing that we defined here a moment ago. Great. Now, in this overly simplistic example, it might not be readily apparent the value of this approach, but as your application grows large and you want to keep a consistent appearance between the controls on the page and across the entire app, this will become quite handy. It keeps the XAML concise and compact. And if you need to change the style or the color for any reason, you can change it once and have that change propagate everywhere that style has been applied. So I created these local resources at the page level, as you can see here, meaning that they're scoped to just this main page.xaml page. But what if I wanted to share these resources that I've defined to my entire app? What can I do in that case? Well, I would remove them in that case from the page.resources, and I would open up the app.xaml, and I would create an app.resources like so. So application.resources, and then I'm going to cut the resource and the style that I've defined. You can see it removes the styling from the preview, and I'm going to paste them into this application.resources. I'll save it all. When I go back to the mainpage.xaml, look, it's been reapplied. So now the style and the resource that I've defined here are available to all pages of my entire app that I may add in the future by taking that approach. All right. Alright, so in addition to the styles, there are also themes. And themes are built-in styles, essentially, that are available to all Windows Phone apps, and their color and other appearance settings are set by the user of the phone. So on my phone right here, I would go to the settings, and then to the theme option. It's the second one at the top here, and I currently have it set to yellow to kind of match the exterior, but I can change the background from dark to light, and I can change the accent color to like orange, for example. And now my phone is themed, I don't know if you can see that, as with a light background and the orange tiles. All right, I don't like that. We'll change that a little bit later. But at any rate, now as an app developer, I can utilize whatever the user selections were inside of my app. And so let's do this. Let's, instead of hard coding in our app.xaml here, instead of hard coding the background color to blue, let's use a theme resource and change this to whatever the user has selected for the phone. Now, if you look at the preview, it doesn't look like anything's changed. I think that's because I have this background overriding it. Let's remove that for a moment here. And you can see that by default, in this little preview area here, the colors will be set to dark and to blue. Now, I'm going to talk more about the emulator in an upcoming lesson, but if you want to change the accent color and the background color, there's a device window that pops out here, and we can change this to, for example, let me choose yellow, and it's currently set to the high. Let's see, high contrast? No, that's not the right one. Yes, the theme. It's currently set to dark. We'll set that to light. Let's see, runtime theme will not set to photo. Okay, right. So you can see now the difference in appearance here in the little device window, the little designer window next to your XAML designer, okay? So theme resources should be leveraged to keep your apps looking like they belong on the Windows phone, on this particular user's phone. You should resist the urge to use custom colors, honestly, and you should resist the urge to use custom fonts and any customizations unless you have a really good reason to do so. You might choose to do so to match your company's established branding elements. So, for example, off the top of my head, Evernote, they have a very strong branding of that green color, or Netflix has a very strong red branding color. And so they might choose to use fonts and colors that reflect their company image that you would expect to see across many different vendors' devices and platforms, okay? So furthermore, there are built-in styles that are available to your app. So for example, if you were to change the text block and set the style equal to static resource, there's something, there's quite a few here that are defined by default, and we'll talk about these in just a minute, but I'm gonna set this to header text block style, and you can see when I do that, it makes the page name much larger. All right, so there are dozens of these defined. Furthermore, in most of the templates, you can see that there's a background defined automatically. If we were to remove, here, let me change something here. Let's go back to our dark theme, and let's just change this back to the normal, whatever it was. Was it cobalt? Yeah, I think it was. All right, so now we're back to where we were. If you were to just remove this from the page declaration, you can see that we lose a background, okay? It's just basically there's no color applied, no background applied. So where are these defined exactly? Well, I'm gonna right-click this particular theme resource and select Go to Definition. And you can see that it opens up this generic.xaml page. If I hover my mouse cursor over the tab, the preview tab, it just popped up there. Program files, window phone kits 8.1 include ABI XAML design generic.xaml. All right, so I'm not gonna be able to change any of these. These will automatically be implemented on the phone itself. And so by calling into any of these, I'm able to, you know, basically take a look and see how these are defined. It's also worth noting as we go back to the main page.xaml and we take a look at the definition for the header text block style that I used here a moment ago to make the page name text block larger. If I go to that definition, it opens up that same generic .xaml file. We're jumping down much later near the end of that file here, as you can see on the right hand side, to the style that's been created. It is obviously targeting the text block. Notice that it's based on another resource called text base block style. So it borrows from the style that was created earlier called base text block style. And then it adds these additional setters of properties and values and even binding to other theme resources that have been defined. So if we were to right click and select go to definition for this one, maybe I need to find it within this document. So let's see. Here we go. You can see that it's set here, and it gives the default font family size and foreground, but it's even borrowing from theme resources, okay? So I guess the key here, what I'm trying to point out, is that that based on attribute that we saw just a moment ago, and the easiest way, I guess, to get back to it would be go here, right click, go to definition. So this based on attribute of a style allows you to build styles based on other styles, based on theme resources and things of that nature, and override certain attributes of those styles and add new additional settings on top of them. All right. So as I said earlier, there were different binding expressions in the Windows Phone for different purposes. The static resource, coming back here, the static resource is generally used to bind to a resource or a style that's been created by you or that is defined in that generic.xaml file, like we just saw. Binding to this theme resource as follows here, as you can see here at the top in our page element, is for binding to a theme. The last binding expression that we're going to see in this series is just simply the curly braces with the word binding next to it, and that's used for binding data. Usually that means either binding to values on other controls on the existing page or binding to an instance of an object or a collection of an object, like we'll see here in a couple lessons from now. Okay, so just to recap, the big takeaway from this lesson was the various ways that we can apply styles to our controls inside of our apps to make it look like either other apps on the phone or to bring out a certain style of branding that we want to emphasize in our app. We learned how to bind to static resources like styles and resources, and then how to bind to theme resources, which borrow from the user's selections that they make on their own phone. All right, so that's all for this lesson. We'll see you in the next one. Thank you.